1. Why is it that my big mouth always gets me in a little bit of a pickle? Sitting in the passenger seat of Betts Hager's cleaning van at 5 a.m. was definitely not how I intended to spend my morning. Leave it to my big mouth. The cleaning supplies and tools rattled in the back of Betts's van, not giving me a moment of silence to close my eyes for a little more sleep. The van hugged the side of the asphalt along the curvy road on our way through the Daniel Boone National Park in Normal, Kentucky, to the north side of town off Fawn Road, where the old train station motel was located.
You know, we wouldn't be in this situation if you hadn't opened your big mouth down at Cuticles.
Betts reminded me of the conversation I'd had with Cokie Ogden while I was getting my manicure at Cuticles, the only salon in Normal.
She said she needed a cleaning service, I groaned. At the time, you were looking for more work, and I referred my friend. How was I to know she meant the old train station?
Recently, Cokie had bought the rundown place and had renovated it into a motel.
I appreciate you telling her about me, but you don't know Cokie Ogden yet. She can be a pill.
Betts was right.
Besides, I only clean houses, not motels.
I was still new to the area, like almost 2 years now, and I did know most of the citizens, just not Cokie. It wasn't like Normal was a big city, like New York City, where I'd moved from.
Just drop me off and I'll do the cleaning.
I wasn't in the mood to hear Betts fussing at me all day.
Or you can just think of it as a mansion.
It sounded like a good reasoning tactic.
10 rooms? 10 bathrooms? 10 toilets? Betts questioned. There's no way you can get that many rooms ready in time for tomorrow night's big hoedown. And the rest of the motel? I'm not mad. I'm just saying you could have been sleeping in if it weren't for Cokie.
There was a tone in Betts's voice that made me push myself up in the seat and glance over at her. What's the deal with you and Cokie? I reached over and grabbed my coffee thermos full of liquid life and took a sip, followed up by a gulp.
She's just so gossipy, and I'm still a little raw from you know what.
Betts shrugged, hands gripping the steering wheel as she stared straight ahead. Betts had just gone through a terrible divorce that we didn't talk about much. At the time, she was left with one income and devastated. That was why I suggested Cokie use Betts's cleaning service. Only I thought it was going to be that week, not a few months later.
Don't give her anything to gossip about.
It seemed like a good suggestion on my part. We will keep our heads down, clean, and get out.
That all sounds good, but you don't know Cokie.
Betts turned off Fawn Road. To the right was the entrance of the only motel in Normal.
If you don't watch it, she'll be gunning for your customers.
Betts looked over and raised a brow. My heart jumped. I never thought a motel in Normal would take away the tourists that rent my renovated mini campers and bungalows at the Happy Trails campground. My campground.
We just have to make sure Abby Fawn does more of her social media marketing for me.
I winked over the steam coming out of the mouth of the thermos.
Fawn Road, I laughed. Abby Fawn.
Abby Fawn was a good friend and the librarian of Normal County Library. She was a whiz at social media and had been instrumental in helping put Normal back on the map as one of the best tourist towns in Kentucky.
Her family actually owned a lot of this land before their big bankruptcy,
Betts told me. I knew nothing about that.
What?
I asked and took another drink of hot coffee from the thermos.
I guess you don't know all the history of Normal since you didn't grow up here.
Betts pulled the van up to the front of the old train station and parked. The massive concrete station was beautiful, framed by the dramatic backdrop of the mountains of the national park. I would say Cokie Ogden had a hit on her hands. From what I remember reading about when I first moved here, there was a set of beginning trails on the back of her property that were some of the hardest trails and climbs of the area. Those were the most appealing to tourists who came to Normal for the hiking. Right in the middle of the structure was a domed, circular, open courtyard area with 6 massive concrete pillars holding up a dramatic patina metal roof with a rooster weather vane.